Violet's Discovery, Preschool Version, Part 6. Violet awoke and reached for her thankful notebook. She was ready to write. I am thankful for having a safe place to live. I am thankful for parents who take good care of me. After breakfast, she waited for her friend Anna, who was taking her to practice. This would be her first practice since she broke her leg. She still had her boot on and couldn't run yet, but she was looking forward to doing the drills and strength training. Bye, Mom, she called. I'll pick you up after practice, Mom called back. I'm so glad you're coming today, said Anna. Me too, said Violet. I've missed everyone. You must have been miserable all summer with your broken leg, said Anna. Yeah, the summer started out bad, responded Violet, but God has been good and taught me a lot. Anna was quiet, then said, I know you believe in God, Violet, but how can you think God is good when something bad like this happens? Violet didn't know how to answer. I don't know. I haven't thought about that. On the way home, Violet sat, staring out the window. Everything all right, Violet? I thought you would be really happy after going to practice, said Mom. Oh, sorry, Mom. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but Anna asked me how I can think God is good when something bad like this happens. I didn't know what to say. That is a good question, Mom said. When do you normally feel like God is good? Well, I guess when everything's going good for me. And when is it easiest to think God is not good? When something bad happens to me? I feel like that too, replied Mom. When you were a little girl, you didn't like to share your toys. Remember that? Yes, Violet laughed. I was pretty selfish. And what did I do? Asked Mom. You took my toy away and made me sit alone. And you thought that was a terrible thing, smiled Mom. But you've learned to share very well since then, and sharing is a good thing. It was because we loved you that we insisted you learn to share, even though it seemed a bad thing to you at the time. God loves us too and wants the best for us. Sometimes he lets bad things happen to teach us important lessons. Oh, exclaimed Violet, like being thankful. I've learned a lot about how good it feels to be thankful. That's right, said Mom. And every year at Christmas time, we remember just how much God loves us. He gave us his son, Jesus, as a tiny baby. Then, when Jesus grew up, he showed people how they could know God and live with him forever. He had to suffer a lot of bad things in order to do that. He even had to die. But soon God made him alive again. Jesus chose to suffer because he knew that it was the only way you and I and all people could be with God forever. So when we think bad things are happening to us, we can be sure of how much God loves us. We can be sure God is teaching us important things, even though it may be unpleasant. Violet went to her room and pulled out her thankfulness journal. She prayed, Please forgive me, God, for all the complaining I did this summer. Then she wrote this on the last page. I am thankful that Jesus came to show me how to know God and live with him forever.